This is Take Off the Podcast. Welcome to episode 43, and the first one in 2009. Today, you can listen to an interview I made with Tomasi David, a first-year student at the University of Page.
I'm planning to write I'm planning to create a new blog, and on it, I'm going to write about a vampire who eventually is me, and it is going to be called A Vampire's Journal.
Right.
It's
going to be in English.
Yes, absolutely, only in English. And the story is going to be about me turning and the things which will happen to me. And I can assure you everybody is going to be involved.
Alright, so it's going to be a blog. We'll have a blog form that you will write regularly?
Yes. Well, to be a good journal, it has to have an entry every day.
Every day, really?
It has to.
Sometimes the vampire may have to go a long way and come back and doesn't have internet.
Yeah.
Well, this is a vampire who has a laptop.
Well, the journey is written, handwritten in a book. I just showed the world.
Right. On the blog.
On my blog.
I see. Okay. So it's like in terms of the time, it's like 18th, 19th century. When does it take place?
Now.
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 Mm-hmm.
Like tomorrow. You know.
Right. As we.
Yeah, as you will see at the beginning, it could happen every day.
Mm-hmm. And this vampire lives in a particular country?
Yes. The vampire lives in Page.
In here?
Yes.
Writes in English, though.
Yeah.
Why would a vampire write in English in Page?
Because he studies English.
Oh my gosh, he's an English major.
Yeah.
Wow, not a teacher.
No, not a teacher, no. He's about 19 or 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Very young and, well, as you could, inexperienced. Mm-hmm.
Right.
In real life.
How did the idea come? Of course, I'm not going to ask you details about the actual thing because I'm going to be
reading what
you're publishing there. But can you say a few words about the history of this becoming a plan? Like, how did the idea occur to you?
Well, I've read Bram Stoker's Dracula, and the idea of journals came from there because the story is told in journals. But mainly, I just wanted to do something. Mm-hmm. And I like vampires. And I just thought that it would be a nice idea to write something. And I feel this need to do something in me. And
when can we expect the first entry to appear on the blog?
Well,
January?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely, January. And first of all, I have to get myself Anne Rice's book called Interview with the Vampire.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very long book. I have it in audiobooks, but I'm too lazy to listen to it for hours. I'd rather read.
Uh-huh.
It's more, wait a second. I could listen to it and practice listening skills.
It just occurred to me, I wanted to say that right now. Yeah.
What an idea.
You don't have to listen to the full thing, just like segments, 6-7 minutes at a time.
So.
Alright, so maybe when the first entry or second entry is out, Take Off the Podcast, we'll return to this idea and maybe we'll have a part that you can read out in the next episode.
Yes, I think I could.
That'd be nice. I think it's a great idea, and maybe when you know the address of that blog, you let me know so that I can publish the address on Take Off.
No problem.
You've been listening to episode 43 of Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. And until next time, take care.